The Roanoke Ramblers founder and publisher, Henry Gendreau, has brought on former Roanoke Times editor Todd Jackson, his own former editor, as the Ramblers' new managing editor. Before company celebration Thursday night, Gendreau told WFIR, "It's an exciting time for the Rambler because," he says, "Jackson can take them to new heights."
As a managing editor and as a reporter, he's been reporting a lot about city government and affairs. This summer, we've partnered with Report for America, a national organization that puts local journalists in newsrooms across the country, and we'll be hosting a reporter starting in the summer who will report to Todd. So with him on board, it's really great to see us grow and become more of a force here in Roanoke.
Gendreau launched the Rambler as a one-person operation in 2021. As recently as September of 2024, he was writing and publishing everything himself. Now the staff is expected to grow to about four people by the end of the year. After 31 years at the Roanoke Times, Jackson says what's great about the weekly publishing schedule of the Roanoke Rambler is you have more time to think about stories and think about stories that other people are not doing.
Just over the past few years, I've been looking for a new challenge. And, you know, one of the things I thought about during that period was all the reporters that I've worked with and helped mentor over the years. Would it be possible someone, one of those people, open a door for me? And lo and behold, Henry has started this great journalistic online publication and made a lot of sense.
Jackson said he had already been a fan of what Gendreau was building, pointing to the Rambler's consistent track record of breaking stories and strong community reporting. Ian Price, WFIR News.